I'm standing along the frozen Mississippi River at Lock and Dam 7 just outside of La Crosse, and there are two bald eagles soaring overhead. One of them looks like it may have spotted its next meal.
20, 30 years ago, we thought, oh, you know what, they're only going to be found, you know, in those pristine Northwoods habitats and along the rivers.
That's Scott Mayhus, the education director at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha, Minnesota.
But we're seeing them move into cities. We're seeing them move into even farm country. If there's some sort of food source available, you know, they're moving into those areas.
Last year, Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources counted 1,344 nests, up slightly from the year before. In fact, bald eagles are nesting in all but five Wisconsin counties. While populations grow, the birds still face a number of threats. Lead poisoning, DDT, and vehicles continue to harm bald eagles. DNR conservation biologist Carly Lappin says it's important to continue counting bald eagle nests annually, something other states have cut back on.
So that if something should change or something start to affect the eagle population again, we'll realize it much more quickly than we would just by doing, you know, anecdotal observations of how many eagles are around.
This year's bald eagle watching events kick off this weekend in Sauk City, Prairie du Sac, and Alma. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.